Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jamie Creel with Shelter Insurance. Come see how we've built a name that you can trust and why it is a must to get your free quote today with our Switch and Save. Located in Ridgeland and Flora, Mississippi, give us a call, 601-992-6000.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Always grateful for you tuning in on a Thursday or a Friday, whichever this is going to air on. So get ready. Reminding you that my pals at Superior Catfish is homegrown right here in Mississippi. Down in Macon, Mississippi, go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. A wonderful road trip awaits you. We are the birthplace of America's music, and we're talking music today. You know, I get a charge of that, you know. All right, today's guest, she's an actress, singer-songwriter, well-known for playing the role of Veracity in Pitch Perfect 3. Hope I got that right. Music-wise, well, she got her start in rock clubs in New York City, but eventually was drawn to the southern rock scene in Nashville, where she resides now with her band. I'm watching her right now. She's having coffee. You guys can't see that, but she's up. Her newly released single, Emotional Men, it came out this past February, and she's got an upcoming album, Lone Wolf, slated to be released out in May. So get ready. Just 2 weeks ago, she made a cameo, Ace Frehley's video. Am I right? I believe Correct. That's right. The Ace Frehley?
Yep, the Ace Frehley.
I'm pals with Doc McGee and played a lot of golf events with Tommy Thayer plays.
Oh, wow.
But we'll talk about that in a little bit. And that video is Cherry Medicine. So let's get to it right now. And she's already, you already heard her voice. There you go. With Hannah Fairlight. What's up, Hannah?
Good morning, Vietnam.
There you are. What's up?
Here I am. I'm really well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Was Doc McGee there? Do you know my buddy Doc?
I do know Doc. You know, I've been to a number of KISS events over the years, and man, I've bumped into him a million times on KISS cruises and just all kinds of stuff. So yeah, I know him decently well. My husband knows him too.
You're a KISS fan?
I'm a KISS fan. My husband is the prime KISS fan. So you're talking to you're talking about a dude who had a poster of Ace Frehley on his wall when he was, you know, in his single digits.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah. And you guys come from by way of New York?
I lived in New York for 10 years. I'm originally from the Midwest, and my husband is a Nashville native.
No. So, my guitar player is from Nashville. I thought he was the only one. You mean there's two? There's two of them. Wow.
They must know each other.
So is your husband in the business?
He is, yeah. He's been playing guitar pretty much his whole life. In fact, you know, the KISS guys, that was really what kicked him off playing guitar. Wow. And got Van Halen, and he's a rock guitar player. He's been never had to leave Nashville to do it, just kept on doing it here.
Wow. Well, I may have run into him over the years. I had to have. We were there from 91 to 2011. Mm-hmm. Got to know pretty much most, especially the really good guitar players. So, most of my guitar players retire from me. So I got a good record of loving on them. You know, we fall in love on the road and we seem to treat each other good. And now my one guitar player has been fishing every day. He retired and, he lied about his age to me in the beginning. He said he was 10 years younger, which I didn't care. I loved the way he played, right? So it's so funny. I said, why are you retiring? He said, well, I didn't want to tell you this, but I'm actually 10 years older than I told you. And I said, that's so funny, you know? Anyway, all right, so let's back up and let's, first of all, let's tell, I like letting people know who want to know, who are trying to figure out how to make their way through the music business. Every one of us has a different story, including you. And first of all, publicist wise, we were connected by my pal, Rob Evanoff. Rob and I have, he sent me so many of you guys and we've become good friends that we've never physically met. He was Rob Mora's publicist first. I knew Rob Mora. And then all of a sudden the floodgates opened up over the last year. Shout out to Rob. He's at South by Southwest today. How do you choose Rob to be your publicist?
Well, I started working with a team called, they're a company called CEN, Creative Entertainment Network. Yeah. And they work with The Orchard, Sony Red.
Sure.
And man, I've gotten to know those guys over the years, and they brought Rob to me, and I'm ever so grateful. I mean, he's been a fantastic teammate. I feel like we're getting to know each other personally, even though we haven't met in person yet.
Yeah.
I sent him a batch of CDs of Lone Wolf, and I sent him one of my hand-printed, I have this hand-carved linoleum block wolf face. That's my logo. So I gave him a tote bag. He said he liked it.
Oh, he loved it, didn't he? I see. That's smart, right? So folks out there listening, you got to love on your publicist. Let me tell you what, between your publicist and the promotion team that works your records, that's really all you need. They're the ones that have to love you. They're the ones that go out and do all the, you know, the dirty work, the tough work, the rough hours. And, you know, between those two things, you get it done. How long have you been making records?
So I've been recording myself so this is going to sound crazy, but whatever. Everybody's crazy.
Yeah.
I went to band camp as a youth, and I was 13 years old, and that was my first opportunity to record myself. One of my band camp counselors outside of the band camp environment took me to record a 13 song album. Never put it out. That'd be interesting to go back and revisit. It was called Epimetheus Exposed. I thought I was so heady.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. You got to revisit that. I mean, just the fact that you can still pronounce that is pretty. Don't get me to the Mississippi thing. You're going to go, what is he saying? What's wrong with Steve today? Is he okay? Is he saying it backwards? Anyway, I love it.
But the first, let's see, I recorded my own songs and music and kind of just do a little bit of putting it out here or there, but not really commercially until 2013. And wow. Released a single called Don't Know with a music video. And then 2014 is when I really laid into releasing my first album, Creatures of Habit. So
this is your follow-up?
So I've got Creatures of Habit.
I've got something in between.
Bright Future, produced by Michael Wagner, big rock producer. That was really cool.
And who was your producer?
Michael Wagner.
Michael Wagner. I thought you said Dick Wagner. I wrote songs. He played for Alice Cooper for a while, and we wrote songs back in the day, but it was a long time ago, and I think he's passed away, so I started going like, what? Okay, so tell me about that record. We're going to jump around a little bit, and I want to go back to your youth. You talked about Bandcamp, but just tell me about that record and working with him.
I would love to. Yes, thanks. The album's called Bright Future. So Michael has produced a ton of late 80s, early 90s, hair metal rock and roll. Man, Warrant, Motley Crue, Dokken, like he's got it all on his resume. So he's one of two big rock producers here, the other one being Bob Ezrin. And Michael was coming to this show that my husband curated with his buddy Phil Schaus called The Rock and Roll Residency. And at the time, it was just a free show on Demumbrian Street, just this awesome scene playing deep cut rock and roll. And Michael saw me singing, I think it was Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. And he just got really fascinated with me and with Jer, my husband. And he asked me after, you know, a few meetings and stuff to make an album with him. And God, I've been so grateful ever since, because it was an incredible experience.
Right.
He's a mastermind when it comes to production. We're talking, man, he had like 35 mics on the drums.
Wow.
Everything was very, his studio is called Wire World and I called it the spaceship. It was just, everything was done meticulously well and beautifully. And so there's a lot of stylized Michael Wagner in that album, but God, I love how it turned out. It was really cool to come out swinging with that one. So
we got to talk about a project that I'm doing. We'll do it after the break. That maybe you'd be a great wild card. And I don't mean that wild card. I mean, these are all rock guys. You're young. So that's why you're the wild card. You're like the wild child, actually. I'll call you wild child. We'll talk about that getting into, on the other side of the break. I'm Steve Azar. I'm with Hannah Fairlight. You got to check her music out. This is why we're doing this show. She's rocking right now. I'm telling you, great energy. Rob Evanoff, you sent me one of your best right now. I just want you to know, you know, when you touch grace and hands or whatever, when you touch, what am I looking for? Well, when you work together with Rob, there's a good chance a word Grammy's going to be surrounded because he's always got somebody he sends me that gets up for a Grammy. Oh, they're up for 4 Grammys. Oh, they've been up for 20 Grammys. Okay, Rob, enough. So get ready. It's going to happen to you, Hannah. We'll be right back. Before we go anywhere, Superior Catfish, this is how we put this show on. They're my pals over in Macon, Mississippi. Why would you get catfish from Nashville? Oh, sorry about that, Hannah. Sorry about that. Sorry. You can buy it. You can go get it, but there's a good chance that Superior Catfish supplied them. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. Man, we love talking music. Hannah Fairlight and I will be right back. Don't run away.
Finally home.
Greatness stuck.
I made it through one sorta unstumbled in a Mississippi Minute segment, which is unique. My guest today is Hannah Fairlight. You got to check her music out. Everybody right now, I'm not going to talk for another 30 minutes unless you go. I'm going to sit here. But I do want you to check her music out. Before we even get started back with her, let's talk Superior Catfish. It's a Mississippi thing. Where else would you get it? SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. Plan your next road trip. Take a ride on the blues trail. You'll end up in Liverpool, as I always say. Hannah, I want to go back to your wonder years. You talked about Bandcamp. When did the music bug really sink in, start to matter? I always feel like there's a point where you go, oh, this is what I want to do.
Oh, well, the bug caught me before I knew that I wanted to do it. So I was a little girl. I was somewhere between 5 and 7. Wow. So we did not have a television for the early part of my life. And then when we did, it was this little black and white thing with the bunny ear antennas. And we had like,
so you're channels. Really young. And what's going on with that? I don't understand that.
I'm 38. My parents kind of just raised us like it was still the 70s.
Wow. That's so cool. Boy, man, boy, your parents need to give a lot of parents lessons. Oh, sorry out there. I apologize. Probably give me lessons, but keep going. I'm sorry.
No, it was cool. I mean, we had books, we had the outdoors, and eventually this upright kawaii rented piano that my mom rented for me because I was really into it. And man, I spent my happy times there, spent my sad times there, my angry times. Mm. I did everything. I loved the mysticism of hearing a song and trying to find it on the keyboard. And I thought it was magic. You know, I just learning
well,
by
ear. It is, man.
It is. It still is to me today. Like, it's just this beautiful thing. And I loved getting my babysitters to kind of show me a little bit about reading music or show me some melodies of things. Wow. And eventually got into classical lessons. And then I took those through high school. I fell in love with the piano, man. And then I wanted to be an Olympic gymnast around 7 years old. And I was like, I got to start now because then if I train until I'm 15.
Yeah.
And then that kind of went away and
you grew a little too tall, probably, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are a couple things that definitely got in the way with that career. But started to get in the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotcha. That's funny.
And I was really interested in being a marine biologist. Like, it sounds like every young girl from my generation. And then eventually, you know, I discovered Tori Amos on this tape. My uncle had gone to a concert, and so it was this like live bootleg Tori Amos recording. And that set me on this path, this like, wow, what is this? Like, I could be somebody like her. And that's kind of where the bug really, really bit me.
I saw your son just walk through.
Oh, great. That's Rory. He's 8.
Rory's 8. Is he your oldest?
Yes. 8-year-old and a 3-year-old, Benjamin.
Wow. We have 3, but ours are 28, 26, and 23 now.
Our baby, you do not look old enough to have that.
Well, no, this is actually not me. This is my sidekick coming in. No, I'm kidding. I appreciate that. But you know what? Our baby girl's where you were. She's in New York doing the culinary thing. And she loves it there and all that. What's up, Rory? I can see you in there.
Hi.
What's up? I've got to hide. I love that. Hey, so let me ask you this. Did you ever feel like, have you ever even thought about it? Some of my friends have who's had great success and some go, well, not really. At what point did you go, you know, this is kind of a real thing? You know, because we're told growing up, well, it's a hobby or, you know, this and that. And you're going like, this is not a hobby. I'm doing this. Or did you ever have a pivotal point and you go, you know, I'm really doing this?
Oh, man. I felt that when I was 12, 13 years old.
Yeah. 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 So there you go.
I absolutely felt that. Man, I used to, you reminded me of how I used to play piano. My mom, both my parents, but my mom specifically, because she, you know, maybe had trouble sleeping a little bit more. Would let me play. I would play all the time. I'd play for like hours after I finished all my after school activities, my homework, whatever. I'd play like late into the night. And in my little like weirdo artist mind, I would like throw the window open in our little tiny, in our house in this tiny town in Iowa and imagine like, ooh, like somebody is like out there listening to me and they're going to discover me.
Hey, but you know what? All of those things, you sort of, it's like the root of it all. And you have to be able to kind of hold on to something strong enough to keep you going in this business because it just isn't perfect most of the time, right? So those are the things that sort of grounded you, I feel like, good luck getting these roots out of the ground because they're deep, right?
Absolutely.
And I love the fact that you grew up in the Midwest. I had a lot of success in the Midwest. And it was very important for me, but the fans in the Midwest, great rock and roll fans, great rock fans, like insane, right? Great fans, period. So I don't know if you guys are, I always say that you guys must be so cold for 3 months that when you come out swinging and you're looking for beer and you want to find great music and you want to go out and enjoy the outdoors and play golf. I mean, that is you I've seen that. And experience that, and the biggest crowds. We used to play the Detroit Hoedown all the time. I think Saginaw had 100,000 people one time, 100,000 people, and it was real. It knocked my breath out. I wasn't prepared. I thought we was going to be, you know, I knew it was going to be a good sized festival, but when you actually see 100,000 people, it was 96 something thousand. So I rounded it off, if you don't mind. But the point is, it knocked me out almost. I toured Bob Seger in 06 and 07 for that year, and doing all of that. And Bob was the greatest. Most incredible, gracious man to me and my band and everything that we were doing. That Midwestern thing, I'm just telling you, the fact that he lives there, he loves it there. All right, so you play classical piano growing up. Freddie Mercury, you think about one of the greatest rock icons of our time. Have you used the piano sort of like he did with Queen?
Man, absolutely. I mean, he's right there in my heart. He's right there alongside David Bowie, but even more so because of that. Like, I always wanted to rock the piano. You know, I started writing rock. I wrote that song, Don't Know, that it took me like, you know, 10 years later to release it. But I wrote that song, Don't Know, when I was 13. That was my first rock song I wrote. It's about, taken advantage of somebody who's just like fawning over me. And I was like, keep fawning over me. That's cool. You don't know. I don't dig you. Anyway, it was this, you know, I was 13. And that was always like Freddie Mercury was always and still is. I have songs of his come into my head daily. And I just wanted to rock on the piano. And I got to New York. I had picked up a guitar because I moved. I did an exchange program in Peru and I couldn't find pianos, you know. So I picked up this acoustic guitar that I bought and I learned like five chords. That's all I knew. And I had to take my guitar to the club. So I took my guitar to CBGB's and played them the acoustic guitar for my audition. Got the gig.
Come on. So you barely knew how to play guitar. If you can play the piano like you do, playing guitar to me is an easier transition. I can promise you that because so much is going on with both hands and it probably made a lot of sense to you.
Honestly, guitar is kind of hard. I struggled with it. Those five chords were great. I got those and I took those and ran, but
yeah,
I fake it till I made it, right? But man, I played my first few piano shows and I had people coming out of those shows saying like, I remember one comment that stuck to me like glue. That sounds kind of like Broadway. And I was like, Broadway? Rock and roll? What are you talking about? Broadway?
I love it. The perception of the
young artists and how they sound and what they actually sound like. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what, though? There's something pretty edgy and rock and roll about Broadway. So don't sell it. You know, where was Hannah Fairlight? She's just getting started. We're just getting started. Before you plan your lunch today, think of Superior Catfish. Just think about it. Homegrown right here in Mississippi. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. So many wonderful things to celebrate in our hallowed ground where music began. Come on, Elvis, BB, Jimmy Rogers. I can keep going forever. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
We're going to reach the light, but it's a hard road, baby, that we're moving on down tonight. All right, but it's a hard road, baby, that we're traveling on down tonight. Whoa, yeah. We're gonna reach the light, but it's a hard road, baby, that we're moving on down tonight.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guarantee Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I miss the ride. Of my life with you.
Rolling down a Mississippi Minute, getting ready for the weekend. Hope you guys are feeling good. My guest today is singer-songwriter, recording artist, and actress. And I want to get into that in a minute. Hannah Fairlight. And I love the name Fairlight. Is that a real name, Hannah?
That's my real name. It's my middle name. But yes, it's my real name.
I love that. I got to ask you about that in a minute. Before, Superior Catfish. There's catfish and there's Superior Catfish. What's the choice? Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. Plan your next road trip. It awaits you. Celebrate our hallowed ground we call Mississippi. We're talking to a girl living in Nashville, Tennessee, by way of Iowa, by way of New York. Who knows what before? Fairlight, family name?
My mom got it from a novel about a woman traveling through Appalachia and becoming a teacher. And there was a lumberjack's wife named Fairlight.
Wow, that's so cool. It's a great name. Beautiful name. Let me ask you this. I did a TV reality show last year in Nashville called, let me think for a second. I'm going to lose my mind because it changed its name. You did, I'll tell you in a second. You did one. What was the name of the show you just did?
Crazy Hearts.
Crazy Hearts in Nashville. It aired, oh, that aired in 2014. And, yeah. And it, did you, was it a one season thing? What'd you do?
It was a one season thing. It was on, it aired on A&E. Duck Dynasty was the lead in, just to give you some time.
Oh, wow.
Context. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yep.
I know. Big wow. It aired one season and, you know, no mystery in that it didn't do as well as they hoped it to do, even though we had millions of people watching it. They moved the time slot twice and it died a quiet death.
Wow. Well, that's
which
all right.
Those, which I'm okay with. It was okay. Didn't need to tie it.
In Ace Frehley's video, what did you do as a cameo?
In Ace Frehley's video, so my husband plays in this band, and Ace.
Well, there we go. You didn't tell me that.
Okay. Well, you know, 40 years into his career, he wound up playing with Gene Simmons.
I love it.
They got in with the Kiss camp, like we were talking about earlier. So he played in Gene's solo band for at least a couple 3 years. And then Gene went back out with Kiss for the End of the Road tour. And then Gene olive branched the band over. I don't know if that's like legal for me to say or whatever, but that's my take on it.
Yeah, sorry.
Ace. And then they've been in Ace's band for 5 years. Ace wanted the ladies in the video, man. And in a weird way, Ace has been particularly interested in me and how I'm doing.
I love it.
I mean, it's kind of cool, man. So he checks up on me and he wanted us to be in it. So I was like, well, hell yeah, I'll put on my leather outfit and look sexy in your video. Let's go.
That's awesome. That is so great. All right. What about Veracity and Pitch Perfect? What was that?
You got it. So off the back of Crazy Hearts, I vowed never, ever, ever to do reality again unless I was totally in charge or unless it was a scripted project. And lo and behold, 3 years later, manifested into Pitch Perfect 3, knocking on my door. I went and did the audition. It was for a Joan Jett-style rocker.
Oh, man, there you go.
I didn't have very much trouble assuming the position.
You do not. You definitely fit that role, I can tell you.
So I got to ride that train, and it was awesome. It was such a great experience, and it was very natural to be in, you know, in front of the camera. Felt fine and felt great, and it was great to be surrounded by extremely talented women. It was very female-fronted and female-led kind of situation, and it's a great. I mean, the franchise is awesome. Like, it's hilarious, great. You know, well scripted and well. Casted stuff. It's just fantastic stuff. So it was.
Do you feel like sort of being versatile like this sort of allows you to sort of, well, first of all, it draws people to your music. You never know where they're going to come from, right? You just don't know who's listening, where they're listening. So as an artist, do you feel like you need to be thinking about really, it's not all about being on stage and making records. There's other things in your life, especially now, the way that this generation, they want to know you more than the great mystery that in my time, you didn't want to give too much away. Mm-hmm. And even in the years before that, you took the 60s and 70s, you were really a mystery. If you wanted to go see somebody or hear their music, or if you wanted to go see somebody, you had to go see somebody, even before MTV, right? So there was no way to know what they looked like unless it was on an album cover, and you usually saw them as an opening act, and then you became fans. For you, do you see like this big picture of art and things that, oh, I think I want to do that. And do you see the benefit?
I do. I also can't deny that now that I've stopped having wanderlust, like geographically, well, at least for the time being, I've lived in one place longer than I ever have in my life. I love it here. I still have that wanderlust a little bit with art. And, you know, I'm an audio engineer for film and television. I'm a musical artist. And I still do acting gigs. You know, I do like the odd commercial, this, that, or the other. Would love to land another Pitch Perfect 3 type of situation. It's all me. You know, sure. I've had people in younger years kind of tell me to like stay in your lane, and I don't buy that, man.
I mean, think about it. Okay, if you stay in your lane, okay, you're waiting on a producer. Okay, now you can put your own music down. There's files, for goodness sake, right? You don't have to wait on anybody. And back years ago, like when I was trying to make it work in the late 70s, mostly in the 80s for me, I struggled because I had to wait on somebody. Recording was not something you could just whip up and do and pull your computer out, right? You were always constantly waiting. Went to Nashville, had the publishing deals, waiting on the developmental deal from the record label. Wait on the producer because he's producing other acts that are mattering at the time, and you got to sort of try to find your space. Those lanes are wide open now, and you got to drive down the wrong way now. You got to be going down a one way the wrong way to make things work now. It's just the way it is. This record that you just made, it comes out in May. Let's talk about the single first.
Okay. The single Emotional Men came out, let's see, about a month ago, which is crazy. Feels like I just pushed it out. Emotional Men. So the fun part that I want to talk about with this song is that I had the first verse kicking around in my noggin. It's just this little rhythmic spoken word thing. I had that kicking around in my noggin for years. And I couldn't, it's one of those ideas that you don't even have to pull up in your voice memos to remember. It was just always there, always there. And when I went to make this album, I was like, ooh, I can finish this idea and put it on this record. And then we go to record and I forgot about it. And we're on day 3 of, I believe it was the final day with the full band of recording. And I wake up that morning and I was like, Emotional Men, I forgot. And then I literally demo it out within the hour that I'm like, you know, having my coffee, brush my teeth, whatever, getting ready to go to the studio. I quickly demo it out, bring it in. And I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry, but I got a 13th song for this thing that I'm going to throw at.
And they're going, oh, come on.
No, they're not.
They loved it.
I know. Maybe internally, but externally, they didn't show me that.
Yeah. We don't really care about what's going on internally, do we?
No, I love those guys. I love those guys so much. Man, so I'm just so happy because I had no anticipation that it would be one of the singles or that it would become one of my favorite songs on the record.
That it's crazy, but, isn't it, though? You know, songs, they sort of live with you. The ones to me that you just sort of let stew decide when they want to write the song. So it's like the song takes you into the room. It totally takes over the moment. It does. And it writes itself, as I say. We'll talk more about that after the break. Hannah Fairlight, folks, the single is Emotional Men. It's out right now. When you do stream Emotional Men, you can follow her, all of her past music, and her new record, Lone Wolf, is out in May. Rob, you got a good one here. I just want you to know that because I know he's listening. I see like that. I got a smile on Rob's face right now. Thank you for sending her my way. Speaking of sending anything your way, go to superiorcatfish.com. There's catfish. There's Superior Catfish. Why would you get it from anywhere else in the world that's not made in Mississippi? And speaking of Mississippi, visit Mississippi.org. Got a big old sunlight on it right now because talking to a really great music lady right now. And Mississippi loves his music. We'll be right back.
Beautiful, yeah.
$20,000 available for first-time home buyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Home Buyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time home buyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
At Key Constructors, our mission is to build a legacy that will stand the test of time through hard work, dedication, and pursuing excellence. Key Constructors is a heavy civil construction company, a leader in the bridge construction world. Our goal is to provide a positive work environment for you to grow personally and in your career. We are proud of who we are and what we do, making it happen one bridge at a time. Come join our team of Black Label Bridge Builders. Check out Key Constructors on Facebook and other social media platforms and keyconstructors.com.
Do you not love your car, truck, SUV, or trailer? Well, come to Pinnacle Motors. At Pinnacle Motors, we have those cars, trucks, SUVs, and trailers that you'll fall in love with, and a sales process you'll love as well. We still have that full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs, along with trailers on site or available for order. And don't forget those edge sheds for your backyard or hunting camps. Come see us at the corner of Highway 471 at Baker Lane and Vine Street in Brandon, or online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. That's PinnacleMotorsLLC.com.
Calloway's is everything that's growing green. That's what Calloway's is.
Spring is here, and Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful. From trees, shrubs, and color plants to bulk soils for delivery and pickup. This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Glutstadt, just south of Germantown High. The 2024 outdoor patio furniture has arrived. Calloway's showroom and warehouse are full. We have excellent prices and the largest in-stock selection in the South. We have a large selection of ceramic pots, all sizes, all colored, all on sale. Calloway's offers bulk soils for delivery and pickup. We also offer landscaping. Our designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape from a small job to total transformation. Just give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Visit Calloway's in Glutstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
A business owner looking for help with HR benefits and payroll? MWG Employer Services offers a wide range of services and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget.
I was so overwhelmed with HR stuff. MWG Employer Services took all the stress out of it and even set up my payroll. I couldn't be happier.
MWG Employer Services is here to help you succeed. Call us today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWGEmployerServices.com.
The Wallflowers rebooted. Performing all those Wallflower hits. Saturday, May 4th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. Two-time Grammy-winning The Wallflowers. On sale now at PearlRiverResort.com. Reconnect at TheWallflowers.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Yeah, I've been down. I've been beaten, I've been cheated. You see it in the way I walk. You read it on my weary face. Been more like a pebble instead of a rock, instead of the rebel you once knew and grew to love. Now it's safe to say I've had enough. Starting today, I'm gonna get myself in shape.
Superior Catfish, there's Catfish, there's Superior Catfish. I can't wait for my guest today, Hannah Fairlight, to partake. It's gonna happen. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. She's only in Nashville right now. That's a hop, skip, and jump to Mississippi. I'm watching her eat right now. She's faking it, but I can't wait. It's gonna happen. We're gonna mail it to her if we have to. All right. And visit Mississippi.org. She knows music. This is what she's done since she was a little girl. As you've been listening, Mississippi's been doing it since time began. So I think it's a pretty good marriage today having Hannah on today. And also, don't forget, she's got a brand new single out, Emotional Men. Her album comes out in May, Lone Wolf. And how many tracks, Hannah, did it end up being? Did 13? You put 13. Them all on the record?
Mm-hmm. 13.
I've had a 13-song record, and I think I actually had a hit off of that record, so it's good luck. 13.
I mean, who ever said 13 was a bad thing, right?
I lean into it.
I love the number. I love the challenge. And I like when it's Friday the 13th, I really, and a full moon. I'm not afraid of it. Are you afraid of full moon Friday night?
No, I lean right into it. I love it.
I do too. Oh, come on. That's when we're most creative, us types, which means we could have some sort of vampire quality that we don't need to talk about, but we won't get into that. All right. When you were making this record, right, compared to working with Michael and stuff, was Michael the last record or two records ago?
The most recent record that I made is called Muscle and Skin, and I made that with a cellist named, well, multi-instrumentalist named Austin Hoke. So, but talk about different.
Compared
Everything
to that
I put
record,
out
right.
is very different. I think that's where you were going with that.
And you see your songs when you're writing these songs. At some point, do you overthink it and you wake up, I think this record needs to be like this? Or do you feel like the songs are the time in your life when they meet the songs, actually sort of decide how you're going to paint and make that record, what instruments are going to belong to those songs when you raise them up?
Absolutely. It's all the timing, the time of my life, the season. Man, it's just the type of person I am, the type of artist I am. I can't even fathom being more organized or planned or like, oh, and you know, in 2 years I'm going to put out another album and it's going to be like this, or I have no idea what's going to happen when. And this one was so neat. I kid you not, I walked in with Paul DeFiglia, the producer. I'd only just kind of recently met him, getting to know him. And he's got this really neat studio in his backyard. It's called Daylight Sound. He wanted to show it to me. I went in with no anticipation of making anything, you know, just wanted to meet him a little bit more, play Get to Know You. And I walked into the space and his vibe, I think he had Elliot Smith playing on his speakers, and just the something about the vibe of the place, the smell of the place. I just got this urge, like, oh my God, I think I need to make a new album. And I think I need to make it with this guy. And then all of a sudden I was demoing out. I knew exactly which songs. My mind was just picking them like apples from a tree. And I demoed them out and I was just throwing them at him. And we laugh about it now, but I bombarded him with demos that day. Like that day,
wow.
I was like,
yeah,
this is what. And in 3 weeks, we were in the studio together working on it, recording it.
Well, see, he wanted to see that energy. You know, I love hearing. So when you work with artists from his end, I've done it both. I've been on both sides of the spectrum, producing other acts. I often go, why don't you have 30 songs written? Why aren't you way over prepared? Because this is what you do. You got to want to do it. So you got to practice the art of writing. You know, it's got to be like ingrained in you at all times. You're sort of always writing, but I don't think you can be over prepared to make a record of 13 songs. And you were ready to go. He was probably like, what the heck? You know, this girl's got content already. She's ready to roll. Well, you get to it. And blessings, folks. Hannah Fairlight. Should I say it again? Hannah Fairlight. Go to her website. Go stream her. You can do it. You can do it. I'm telling you. Her new single is Emotional Men. You're going to find a lot of music when you search Hannah out. I did. And she's all over the place. Check her out. Follow her. Lone Wolf is the album coming out in May. Pre-order it. You can pre-order it. You can do those things.
You can. The pre-save link is up on my link tree, which is on my Instagram. And I got another single coming out this Friday called Apologetic Me. And guess what? Who's not apologetic about any of this? It's this girl. So check Apologetic Me coming out this Friday.
Okay, you got me straight. All right, Hannah Fairlight. Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Produced right here in Mississippi, like Hannah produces her music from the heart and soul of her Iowa raising. I'm telling you, she's a rock star. Check it out. And visit Mississippi.org. What else should I say? I'm Steve Azar. Later on.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.